Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Well, the Prince of Persia arises as the USA faces its demise. That's what's taking place right now. In case you haven't been following the news, we, of course, lost two Navy SEALs. The story, the official narrative behind that smells like rotten garbage, okay? I'm going to tell you right now what would happen there is not what the official narrative is. And then, of course, more recently, bombings over in the Middle East, Jordan, to be precise, three U.S. soldiers killed and a number of others wounded. Meanwhile, the southern border is wide open. Impeachment proceedings tomorrow, a vote tomorrow within the House Oversight or Intelligence Committee, I'm not sure which, Marjorie Taylor Greene leading that up, impeachment proceedings against Mayorkas. Is that bread and circus? Yeah, yep. Because you think it's going to go anywhere in the Senate? Nope. All right, a couple of announcements, and then I'm going to get right to my guest, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Folks, you know, every day before airtime, we talk, this could be our last show together. And that's true, because we don't know what the future holds. In a larger sense, we do, but the timing, we don't know the timing. That's why there's two things that are taking place that you need to know about right now. Number one, after this week, and tune in this week as well, because I did some a deep dive into the oligarchs and the tyrannical, the individuals and NGOs, organizations that are behind the curtain of this tyrannical oligarchy that we face. You know, the people who direct quid pro dementia Joe and the quid pro knee pads cackling ho. Those two, the people behind those two. All right. So now after this week, Eric the Tech, myself, we are going to be gone, including, okay, we're going to be spending some time in West Palm Beach. And I do, I'll just announce this. I submitted our creds to the Secret Service. Going to have a couple of meetings about 9 days apart down in West Palm Beach County. I suppose you can read between the lines. Not with the big guy, okay? Just saying, not with the big guy. But hopefully we'll get a little bit of my complexion back when I'm down there. Maybe catch some rays as we do some work. And then in the meantime, and this is critically important, listen to me, pull up. Watch Hagman PI. Go to Hagman PI because there will be updates, information on a daily basis. And you know where that's going to direct you to? In one case, or in many cases, in every case, but boy, I feel like Joe Biden anyway. Okay, it's going to direct you to the private briefings of Steve Quayle. I cannot tell you how many emails, how many people who have told me. It's almost like a glimpse into the immediate future. The importance of private briefings cannot be understated. And I'm not getting paid to say this. And by the way, folks, I pay, okay, for private. I love Steve. He's offered it to me for, you know. No, I pay for it. You know why? Because it's worth it. But I'm going to let Steve explain this to you. He's doing something which I think is so absolutely important. He is setting a specific date, a cutoff date. But I'm going to let him explain this so I don't screw this up. But folks, if you haven't done so already, please listen to Steve. Listen to him explain the mechanics behind private briefings. And of course, I'm telling you the importance of that. Schwab, Harari, Gates, Bezos, everybody has spoken about the importance of information and about the value of information. Well, if you want the information that's going to help you the most, it's Private Briefings by Steve Quayle. And I'm not just saying that because he's my friend. I'm saying that because I have benefited by that. Russ's team has benefited by it. Eric the Tech, others. Folks, Private Briefings, I cannot say enough about that. So with that, I'm going to bring Steve Quayle on. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you, Doug. And as you, I just want to restate it, there are no guarantees by the time we get through talking about this 90 minutes we have prior to, I guess you'd say, a furlough, an absence from doing these shows together. But Private Briefings is pretty much an open source intelligence briefing that doesn't exist anyplace else in the world. Now, I have nothing to do with the federal government. I have no non-disclosure agreement signed with the federal government. I have been associated with some of the most amazing people that once were in the federal government. It didn't matter if they're special ops, ultra black, Pentagon, and I'm talking real Pentagon people. But they often say to me and have over the years, I think we've been doing this now going on, what, 2 or 3 years, that, man, you guys get through open source better stuff than we get in our, quote, classified briefings. And I said, I said to one guy, yeah, especially when it comes to UFOs, aliens, and everything associated with the cover-up and cover-over of the alien deception coming, in which it's already being promulgated by some of the biggest people in the world on alternative news, is the aliens created us. Well, Private Briefings is open for 45 days more. In essence, if you want to subscribe, you've got until March 15th. The reason we're putting a deadline on is because I'm really concerned about tightening up the circle of trust. For instance, today we're going to talk about Persia, the Prince of Persia, the most powerful demonic and fallen angel forces in the universe, literally getting ready to take on the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to win. That's not a negative statement. That's not negative speech. I love my country better than the people who are accusing me of hating my country. They weren't with Doug and I for the last, and before Doug and I got together, I was in that world for, I don't know what, 15 years before Doug and I got together. So it's counterproductive. But Private Briefings is a yearly subscription, $149. There are no monthly alternatives, twice weekly. And we're adding something this year. We're going to be adding a lot of alerts even between. Nobody gives that much information for that price. And I've also gotten a lot of heat saying, man, that's too cheap. Well, that's what, you know, we set it at originally, and that's where we stay. But the point is that Private Briefings is ahead. For instance, North Korea, there's no greater intelligence source. And I got to tell you something. We do, by open intelligence, what the intelligence services can't get through their very pathetic now signal intelligence, surveillance satellites. They can't do what people who I know and people who Science Guy knows and people all over the world that contribute, they just can't. The people can tell you the what. The people can tell you the why. And for the record, if someone recommends to me someone, I never ask their name. If they have credentialed bona fides, I just want to know, you know? And I also ask this question now. So when did you leave the agency, or when did you leave the Puzzle Palace, or when did you leave, you know, whatever agency they used to be with? And there are a lot of Christians in the world that want the people of God to know. Unfortunately, Doug, and the entire audience that's listening to us, a lot of the Christians don't know. And I've tried to make this clear to people. Private Briefings is unlike anything else in the world. It's on my website up in the right-hand corner. That's not boasting. That's not pride. That's not arrogance. It's a simple stay. And I want to make this statement. People who have left it for whatever reasons known unto them are never allowed back, ever. Now, you know, I'm a stickler on that. That actually applies to Q files too. Because, ladies and gentlemen, intelligence and information is the most critical and most sought after commodity in the world. It just came out that 23andMe, obviously the genetic database, has been in the possession of the Chinese for a long time. And so when we're talking about transhumanism, we're talking about advanced weapons development, we're talking about allegiances and alliances, the fact that you don't see that, and this is a good example, we're going to talk about this, that Iran already has interregional ballistic missiles in Venezuela. The fact that we're talking about the cartels being able in Mexico to acquire anything they want on the black market. I lived in that world. I was never involved in transferring money. I was never involved in facilitating any deals. But I knew the people, A, was buying from B, C. And in essence, that's 20 years ago. You could get anything you want at Alice's weapons restaurant. And the idea of private briefings is simply this. Information is your life. God himself said God, his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it was a miraculous provision of the living God. Look, I don't know all this stuff. Some people say, oh, he thinks he's a knower. No, I know a lot of people who know a lot of stuff. And the ones I don't know, God brings to me. I have never, Doug, had to seek out anyone for information except to validate something. If for instance, and, you know, for all those of you that, you know, that Hal Turner, this Hal is my friend. But when my deep sources, and I didn't know Hal until two years ago, when they're saying, we don't know how he does it. He tells everybody, Joint Terrorism Task Force. In essence, ladies and gentlemen, his background, he's open about. But what I'm saying is I have the ability to basically validate most of the time what he's putting out. And I'm telling you, even my best sources say, Steve, now he misses it a couple times, so have I. But ladies and gentlemen, you're getting it for $149, not $149 billion, or whatever the Defense Department and all the agencies spend. So today, Doug, we're going to talk about Persia. And this is a very important point, because most Christians do not understand that the kingdoms of this world have not yet become the kingdoms of our God. I categorically reject the idea that the Christian church in the New Apostolic Reform Movement or any movement is going to prepare the world for the second coming of Jesus. They ain't going to do it. They're just not going to do it. They can't. And the other thing I want to make clear, ladies and gentlemen, if 4,000 false prophets on YouTube or their tube or any tube or on a hookah tube basically say things are going to turn around, Donald Trump's going to be president, this country's going to change for the better. And I've come at, you know, I got to be honest with you, I disagree with a lot of the people that I even go on their shows, because they believe there's a political solution to a spiritual problem. I don't. I believe that we are absolutely at the time of the appearance of Antichrist, who comes to the scene after, comes on the world stage, actually, after a World War III, which will be so fast, so furious, and so over. And yet the arrogance of an unrepentant, total nation under judgment, literally wallowing in the blood of babies flowing beneath our feet, in the sewers of America, or being poured into the ground, or being poured out on a satanic altar. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just one point. How about the wokeness and brokenness of U.S. military? U.S. military is a joke, and I have never served in it, but the people I know who have, whether Green Berets, whether they're Tier 1 operators, whether they're Spec Ops, whether they're Rangers, whether the old days, I'm old enough, with Mac Vesaw guys in Vietnam, I mean, the stuff that these men represented and the stuff they were made of, I'll go on record. An anti-ballistic missile shield does not consist of high heel shoes being worn and a wokeness trying to export it all over the country. The entire world is coming against the United States. On the private briefings, and this is not an infomercial, but it's a slap in the face to those who cannot understand something. No one ever told what Operation Sandman was. And again, Doug, I was contacted by somebody who said, well, how do you know that? I said, because it was my source. They never contacted me again. They and their people taking credit for it, and some of them appear on other talk shows. It's not about getting credit. It's about getting people awakened. You know, every day on my email, I'm sure you get it, central bank digital currency, one world order, you know, is the shot, the vaccination, the mark of the beast. The beast has to show up. It's a technology of the beast. So we go into depth, especially on the semiconductor importance of Taiwan. And this is really important, TSMC. We're talking about a war that's getting ready to break out in Taiwan. We're talking about the Russians waiting until the United States is taken out of the way. And they then have, I'm sorry, and we're talking about the Chinese waiting for the Russians to take the United States out of the way. And then they think they're going to go, how should I say this, unhindered against Taiwan. Well, Japan has something to say about that. And the Japanese semiconductor reliance is really critical, and as the rest of even Indonesia. So, ladies and gentlemen, there are people that talk only about A and B, but they don't understand, especially when it comes to the United States, we are in big trouble. And so this is why it's critical today that we're talking about Persia. If you look at the Persian Empire, we all quote Daniel. We all say, well, you remember when the finger of God wrote, meeny, meeny, tekel, usarim, on the wall? And, you know, it took Daniel the prophet to pretty much translate that for the king, you know. And unfortunately, we don't see, Doug, we don't see, audience, the handwriting that's on the wall. We don't even see all the walls with all the handwriting on it. So it's incredible. It's incredible timing. And this is what I feel is right now. Anybody who has a private briefing subscription that was, let's say, March, April, May, June, anything forward will obviously be honored. But there will be no new subscriptions past March 15th. And I encourage those of you to get it. I'm sorry. There's a reason I've done it. I can't tell all the reason, but I'm going to tighten the circle of trust. So thank you, Doug, for letting me share that.
No, I think this is perhaps one of the most important, you know, in our absence, Eric, the tech, and myself, as if you need a reason, another reason, rely upon the private briefings, because it is now we're coming back, of course, Eric, the tech, and I, we will be back, but look, Steve, I've been an investigator for 30 some years, right? Probably as long as you've been on talk radio. Anyway, in that investigative realm, in that venue, the most important commodity is information. But information in a timely fashion, which you provide through private briefings. So I would urge everyone, and again, say what you will, okay? You don't know this, Steve, but you know how much I pay for database services on a monthly basis as a PI? I pay $125 per month in aggregate for database services per month. I would hold this up in terms of the value of the information 10 times better than what I pay on a monthly basis. So having said that, private briefings, thank you for offering it. Thank you for what you do. And above all, thank the people behind the information that gives it to you so you can provide it to the people. I appreciate that, sir.
Thank you, Doug. And now if we could get Eric to put up the scriptural passage. I want to lay out the history a little bit for people to understand why I make the statements I do concerning Iran, the Persian Empire, being revitalized. And most people can't get out of a historic one-time fulfillment. A good example of that is obviously the slaughtering of a pig on the altar in the Temple of God by Antiochus Epiphanes. By the way, I pronounce his name Antiochus. It sounds better, in my opinion. But there are events taking place now in Persia that are mind-boggling. So I want to, Eric, if you don't mind, I want you to put up scripture. I'll read it, and then I want you to put up what we are telling people Iran already has. The biggest lie in the world is Iran is working on nuclear weapons. It's the biggest lie in the world. And then I'm going to ask you to question, why then would it be lied about for over 23 years? Here we go. This is the angel talking to the prophet Daniel, Daniel of the lion's den. He says, then he said to me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, that means to fast, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. In other words, the angel is saying, I've come to make known to you the things you prayed about. From the moment, it doesn't say, well, God had to get down the ledger to find your name in, an alphabet. No, this is instantaneous, but I want you to understand what happens, why it took 21 days. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Kings, plural. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face towards the ground, and I became dumb. In essence, Daniel's saying, I couldn't speak. And I love this part. And behold, I love it all. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For how can the servant of this my Lord, I believe that's what's called a Christophany, the presence of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, because you're not allowed to call angels Lord. So, for as for me, straightway there remained no strength in me, neither is there any breath left in me. In other words, when the word of God comes, there's no strength in the natural that can withstand it. There's no, it takes your breath away. Then came again and touched me, one like the appearance of man, and he strengthened me. And he said, oh, wouldn't all of us like to hear this? O man, greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. And when he spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. In other words, we cannot stand in our own strength. Thank you, Eric. We cannot stand in our own understanding in the revelation of the end time. The Bible's very clear. Does not God, who created the ear, create the eye, both see and hear what goes on earth? We don't serve dumb idols that are basically in the museums or temples of the world. We serve a living God. And knowing this, that the prince of Persia, it took one archangel we know of. Some people believe the first angel was Gabriel. And, you know, there's three archangels that are named in the Old Testament, primarily Gabriel, Michael, and then Raphael. But when Jesus said, lo, I come in the volume of the books that's written of me to do thy will, what's he talking about? Well, he's talking about the law. He's talking about the prophets, the first five books of the Old Testament. He wasn't talking about the Talmud. He was talking about the Tanakh. And I'm sorry that Michael Heiser isn't still alive to share with people the wonderful revelation of that. But going beyond this, ladies and gentlemen, the Prince of Persia is the most powerful identified fallen angel over any nation, and that's who has risen. To quote the Pentateuchon, the gods of the Sumerians have come back, deceiving to destroy. And if God didn't withstand them on the behalf of his people, the words of Jesus would come to pass, that there be no flesh left alive. And again, Doug, this is serious. If this is my last message to ever address the Hagman listeners, the Hagman supporters, those who have so graciously stood with us in our expeditions in Mexico, who have stood with me in the purchasing of books and videos, those of you who have come to conferences, it's all leading up to ultimately your deliverance, because you didn't understand. And I've had some really nasty people that, well, never, I won't go there, but that it's been about you. As you've sowed into us, we've sowed back into you. Now, Eric, if you would, did I send you the link explaining the fallen angel aspect of what was going on with Daniel? It would have been kind of a longer one. I may not have. And if I haven't, forget it. Let's go to what we're telling the people that where Iran is. And I would encourage everyone, that's a list, to take this to the Lord in prayer. You must always seek verification. You must even, if I'm saying this is what we know, then you have the authority, you have the responsibility. I don't feel challenged if you say, well, I don't believe that. Doug, I've heard more in my years on radio. Actually, that's not even true. Years on radio and podcasts, which is in the decades now. The bottom line is people will always, who claim to be believers, they usually start out their argument with, well, I don't believe that. And my answer immediately is, of course you don't, because you don't believe. So let's put up the list, and then I want you to feed back up.
Just to be clear, you're talking about that list right there,
yes,
correct? Okay.
Yeah. And it's important. Okay. So, and Eric, if you would just scroll up a little bit. Thank you. I have said since 2020 that Iran has nuclear weapons. I provided the evidence that was basically an Associated Press article that showed the detonation of nuclear weapons in the Iranian desert. All nuclear weapons have a different P wave, as in Papa, and S wave, as in Sierra, that are different. When a nuclear weapon goes off, you know it's a nuke. When an earthquake happens, you know it's an earthquake. They cannot be mistaken for each other. Now, some people would say, well, the rumble can. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the physics of the explosive power and the generating force that comes off them. Now, I want to make this clear to everybody. This is what I'm saying to you. We're picking a fight, which, by the way, British have no, on their missile cruisers. And I misspoke. I need to claim. When someone sent me the first statement that a British missile cruiser was hit by surface or anti-ship missiles, they said TIP 45. That was the name of the specific missile cruiser. It was Type TYPE 45, of which there were six, and now there are five. But when you find out that we're at war with a nation that possesses this, I hope that God gives you a reality check like none other than you've ever had. They have fission weapons like Hiroshima. They have hydrogen bombs, thermonuclear bombs. They have neutron bombs. I'm going to say this again. I know from personal experience, I know from a personal friend of mine, Sam Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb, I got a personal, how should I say this, accelerated PhD in what's going on in the world. Typed in with a second and a third, how should I say, former CIA agent, spent the time in the Lubyanka prison, was exchanged for a Russian prisoner. And God has been so gracious. And I got to tell you, some of these guys, you got to take a bath, literally in the blood of Jesus, because they were that horrible. Just that horrible. They have electromagnetic pulse devices. They also have cobalt bombs and the full range of nuclear weapons. Now, here is the key, Doug. This is the biggest antidote for the biggest batch of horse manure, bull manure, and bat manure. I don't even know what you call them all together, just a batch of you-know-what, a batch of crap. They're running the biggest uranium refining operation in the world, with the exception of Russia, who, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there is no uranium refining operation in the United States. Because the dolt that you see that we elected, not we, all of us, but that was elected. And by the way, he wasn't elected, was he? He wasn't elected. He was selected. And we all know that the abomination of desolation and all his handlers are the real force behind the residency of the presidency. They're running the biggest uranium refining operation in the world, with the exception of Russia. We can't refine uranium right now. Russia and Iran also have the biggest plutonium refining operations in the world. You need plutonium to make specific weapons. By the way, plutonium, I think, one of the fissile materials after a plutonium weapon goes off has a half-life of 24, 25,000 years. Really not good stuff. In the race to make heavy water is known as deuterium, D-E-U-T-E-R-I-U-M. In the United States, we drink water and we go into a delirium, D-E-L-I-R-I-U-M, which is, you know, crazy water. In the race, Russia, Norway, and Iran, in that order, have the largest facilities for isolating heavy water and heavy water, different versions. U.S. scores a big fat zero right now. So, Doug, we only have antiquated nuclear weapons. In essence, we got to take the antiquated fissile materials to build new weapons. And the whole lie before we die coming out of the mouthpiece of the Department of Energy or whoever's telling the biggest fish story that's ever been, you'd have to have a megalodon shark to even on a fishing line, figure that one out, to basically equal the lies that are being told the American people. A nation dies. Go ahead.
You know, if I can interject this, it was April of 2005, Steve. I do have this in my notes. It was a conversation that you and I had, and it's scary I would even remember that. But I also had that a similar conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi, who wrote Atomic Iran, who the bottom line said every bit of information you have now and had then was correct. And you perhaps remember this, Ahmadinejad coming onto the scene in the early 2000s, saying they've got to have, and I'm looking at I'm looking off screen here, but the belief in the second coming of the Imam Mahdi, which you were on Coast to Coast talking about, and other programs talking about, is similar to the belief of Christians who anticipate the second coming of Jesus Christ, with one important difference. The cult of the Mahdi holds that the world must experience an apocalypse before the Mahdi returns. You remember saying that?
Absolutely. And you remember what I called him? I'm a nut job, okay? Yes. Because Ahmadinejad was my... And by the way, they believed that, especially him, he got replaced. He believed that they had the Mahdi down in a well, and they would throw food to the Mahdi. Right. Doesn't sound like that guy's got many creative abilities, but insanity rules the day. The 12th Iman, which I talked about then, and Doug, the presence of from the whole Iran crisis, hostage crisis, everything, they were starting to rise. I want everyone to understand that under the Shah of Iran, Shah Pahlavi, I guess is how his name is pronounced, he basically sent the brightest minds of Iran to the United States to get some of the best teaching, and their number one field was advanced physics and nuclear physics. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that's history. And I happen to know someone who is personal friends with him. So I, you know, God has always been so faithful. But Doug, what's concerning me today on this podcast, which is, thank you for telling me 2005. I have to ask my wife yesterday what day it is. And again, because of my sleep patterns, I actually lose track of the time, but not of events taking place at the time. So if I say I'm up at 12:32 or 2:45, well, you've seen emails I send. And ladies and gentlemen, why I send them to Doug is so that he can see the time and have a second witness. And I don't mind, you know. I mean, you know, one guy insulted me by saying, "You and Doug are bosom buddies." And I thought, what a freaking moron, you know. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know from one day to the next, unless I look at Doug's website or he sends me a link to put up, I am so wrapped up in bringing the last bit of what I would call redemptive information that will hopefully be the final key to unlocking the vault of denial that basically turns the handle on the biggest vault of everyone's trying to figure out reasons why you, Doug, and I am wrong, and Alex is wrong, and Mike Adams is wrong. We're telling people what's going to happen. But once that door opens, they can't shut it. Because even Jesus said, he opens doors that no man can shut, and he shuts doors that no man can open. So what we're doing is, in essence, opening up. Now, I want to share this, too. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the true words of our Lord and Savior. Those of us who know Jesus, I'm not inferring you guys know. And by the way, I'd encourage the agnostics, the atheists, the haters, the people that have bowed their knee to Lucifer, I'd encourage you this. Why is it so necessary for those of you to basically kill? Because if there is no God, there is no Jesus, then why are you so worried about killing Christians? What is the threat? The threat is there's the power of the gospel. And Doug, this is something really hard for me to say because I've wrestled with God for 52 years on this one, where the scripture says, and it was given power unto the beast to make war on the saints and overcome them. And I'm still working that one out. But then God gave me a partial answer, but they, in the book of Daniel, that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And the knowledge of God comes from the knowledge of him, not the book of Revelation, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm not diminishing that. I'm just saying that God says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of me, God speaking. And I'm not a welcher. I'm not going to give Steve that bit of information, but we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And ladies and gentlemen, after 52 years this month, next month, March, I can only say that God has never failed me. I have failed the Lord numerous times, but he has picked me up. He has lifted me up. He has taken my hand. And so, Doug, this last show we're doing together, I want to give a holy hand from the hand of Almighty God, basically the invitation for people to come to the Lord, because Iran is going to kick our bottoms, okay? And the dumbasses that want to criticize, the scorners that want to mock the warners, the haters that want to put everything on. Well, that's much later. Everyone who has denied what's the reality above them, doesn't matter, cuts across. And I know people that are getting ready for the apocalypse, which is the unfolding. The apocalypse doesn't mean the end of the world. It doesn't even mean the end of the age. The apocalypse means the unfolding, the revealing. The apocalypse of St. John was the revealing of Jesus Christ. So what we're talking about is the fact that everything in motion at this point in time, at where we're doing this podcast together, we now are at the point of civil war on the Texas border. I want to go there. I'll get back to Iran, okay? And how Iran is involved in the civil war on the Texas border.
Very much. Go ahead, sir.
Texas border, you've heard it stated in the last 48 hours that the Russian ambassador to the United States made the comment, don't be surprised if our weapons show up in your country, and specifically in the area of conflict, because, you know, we don't know how they got there. That's the same, and he said it word for word, I'm paraphrasing. That's the same argument the United States and NATO nations used in sending hundreds of billions of dollars of weapons to the Ukraine. But I'm going to throw in something else here. Is it a false flag? I love Michael Young. You know, I think his statement's good. You better keep your head on a swivel. You better be looking in all directions. You better have 3D, three-dimensional phased array radar scanning the horizon. You better be able to see the stealth, S-T-E-A-L-T-H, not just the bombers, not just the fighters, but the stealth purpose of bringing everybody into a space, in this case, Eagle Pass or along the border, however many miles and whatever, in order to make good his F-16 promise. Do you want to tell people what the F-16 promise is?
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, maybe that's not the fair way to ask you, but the F-16.
Let me just say this to what you said earlier. I find it very interesting, and folks, you can find this. You'll have to dig for this, but a member of the Russian Duma, who's no longer with us, he died, or no longer alive. He died, I think, 2 years ago. Vladimir Zhirinovsky said, and I quote, "America will not exist in 20, or I'm sorry, America will cease to exist in 2024. Okay, and then that was part of a larger speech, but it speaks to what you said earlier about, specifically about Iran in the context of nuclear weapons, as well as the Russian playing in that venue. Go ahead, sir.
Well, not only playing in the venue, again, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Vladimir Zhirinovsky, in my opinion, was a genius. I actually hung on every word he said. And, you know, they called him Mad Vlad and, you know, all that stuff. I can learn a lot from people that know a lot more than I do. And Vladimir Zhirinovsky even talked about the advanced Tesla physics of the Russian weapon systems that, by the way, are being used right now in the world. And Russia has full spectrum electromagnetic warfare dominance. That's not a lie. So if I can go back and quote Vladimir Zhirinovsky, I doubt most of the guys who are in the national intelligence field can do it, because anybody who knew about him is probably retired. But he said, our weapons are powerful enough to split the earth in two. That, and he called it the Ellipton. Okay, I think E-L-I-P-T-O-N. But that's one of the statements that he gave, a big clue, because that was a statement that Tesla said. And Tesla's statement that is resonating, pun intended, right now with me is the fact that if you want to understand creation, you have to understand basically sound, frequency, and vibration. And to tell everybody, Tesla was not a Christian to my knowledge, but in the book of Genesis, God said, sound preceded light. Let there be light. The astonishing magnificence of simple statements like that God utters, how does he tell you? Well, here's what I did. I took a bunch of photons, and a photon, this, that, and the other thing. But what about a field, as Hugo de Garis talked about, that's infinitely small as the cosmos is infinitely large? Those of you who were at one of the Gen 6 conferences when Hugo de Garis was there, one of the smartest guys in the world, Doug, that's not an understatement. But the point is that Tesla made it clear. So let's fast forward, and then we're going back to Iran. We're provoking Iran. Okay, so we're going to beat Iran, who has hypersonic missiles, and we don't. We're going to send in 5, 6, whatever, however many British missile cruisers. I guess they're called Type 45s. And again, I apologize for not knowing the type. But I do know this. They don't have any missiles on those that can hit the land-based firing points of the anti-ship missiles. Does that make sense?
It does.
And then we're subjecting the Navy to the most, the most sophisticated electromagnetic warfare theater of a war that has ever existed. So let me ask you this. If there's such a thing as three-dimensional phased array radar, now listen, you guys, weapons guys have told me this. I'm not a physicist. I'm not a scientist, but I'm a good listener, especially when there's only one person in the room, to what people in that field know. And fortunately, I have 20 years of being, educated, there's a better word than educated, Doug. I'm looking for it right now.
Well, you were informed.
That's the word I'm looking for. Informed that of some of the most astonishing information. So when people email me, I want to share this. If you want my information, the volume of the information that I'm giving out twice a week, Lord willing, along with alerts along the way, and that's going to change because I've tried to be always telling the Q-Files subscribers, Q-Files is my, let's see, 3 times a week podcast. I think my son Tyler's taken it 1 or 2 days and Daniel Holdings, but I always try and give everybody the up-to-date information, but somebody can only afford $9.95, who, and I'm not making fun of this, I have to, in the closing, I'll say this, chapters of my life, commit the information base and the foundation of the faith base behind it unto faithful hands. And it's cool. God is removing the unfaithful out of the private briefings, and he's bringing new faithful in. Because the information is to give someone a foundation that they can build off of and they can present. Now, not everybody wants to, you know, realize that Iran's a nuclear power. There's some countries in the Middle East that are going to find that out. There's the United States of America that's going to be taken out. North Korea, another example. Kim Jong-un, and boy, I got into an argument even with Tyler, my son Tyler, on the podcast we did together. If I have information and I present it to the public, the listening public or the recipients of, they can take it to the Lord in prayer. But what I'm finding out, Doug, is when people, how should I say this, will listen to the mainstream press and say, well, I don't believe it until they carry it. They're the ones that have been shoving vomit down your throat and telling you this is truth. And now we have the Wall Street Journal whiner, I forget her name, lady, but she says, we're irrelevant. She didn't say the word irrelevant, but she says, no one's listening to us anymore. That's why people want alternative news. That's why they listen to Doug. That's why they listen to everybody that's in the alternative news realm that has credibility. But what's happening now, you've got a bunch of people coming onto the scene and they're taking other people's stuff, not just mine, Alex, yours, Doug. They want to make it their own. And they take articles or they take things we've done and they make it their own. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not the same as the original source. So in this world, again, of private briefings, I have to draw on, well, good night, in 40 years, I have to draw on people that know. I have to draw on people I trust. And my circle of trust, Doug, it would probably be a fight between you and I, who has a smaller circle, and actually Hawk, and keep praying for Hawk. He's fighting for his life from cancer, multiple areas of his body. Hawk had a great statement, has a great statement. He says, I always put everything through my strainer. And he says, Steve, nothing big gets through my strainer. In other words, a fib, a lie. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they were warning the U.S. military years ago. He and a friend of ours, both Hawk and mine, River Pirate, O'Ears, that's the same name for the same guy, who basically... We were telling the U.S. military, those are spy balloons. Well, fast forward. We just heard that the former Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley and Biden, didn't want to tell the American public until somebody in Montana, by the way, it wasn't me, somebody in Montana blew the whistle. Those are spy balloons. And then they said they had the gall, and don't think they have the balls, but they had the gall to the pathway to lies, to basically say, well, those are just communication balloons, or dismiss them as weather balloons. That's the original. But they were not going to tell the American public what was going on. I'll tell you exactly. You cannot keep balloons at that altitude. And I'm not a ballooner, but, I don't know if they're ballooner or balloonist. But with the winds of loft and over Montana, we get some pretty wild winds, especially when you're watching the jet stream go, unless that has some form of propulsion. But isn't it interesting? You have, I'm going to use my left hand. I don't know, screen right, maybe a few guys. Left hand, you have Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. You have Grand Forks Air Force Base in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And down at the bottom of the triangle, you have Cheyenne, Wyoming. And all those balloons just stayed over those areas, what's called signal capturing. And so, Doug, what we in the United States, based on Henry Groover's vision, based on no real tests of our ICBMs with a nuclear weapon or a dummy weapon, a warhead, not a weapon, a dummy warhead, can even guarantee that our birds can get out of the tubes, meaning silos. And oh, by the way, our silos are not reloadable. By the way, we only have computer simulations. By the way, there's a massive cyber espionage system associated with the nuclear war capabilities of, the Sandia lab, the Department of Energy, you know, all of the different labs that work on this stuff, even down to the Pantex plant in Texas that is the only place in the country. That seems stupid, too, that they can assemble or disassemble or reassemble nuclear warheads. So Henry Groover's vision, this is critical. It's on my website, stevequayle.com, right-hand column. Henry was given the vision at Carnarvon Castle. I want to make it clear. Henry's vision was concerning Russia's attack on the United States. I'll get to Dmitry Dudin in a minute. But what's so provocative about Henry's vision, those of you who remember it, he was on the parapets of Carnarvon Castle in Wales, that no American missiles were able to be fired. The communication, he was showing radio towers, but the signals, you know, the Zs, they usually, like in the old RKO picture days or in the cartoons, they showed, you know, attention, all the ships at sea or whatever. There was no communications able to get through. We've watched that take place in the Black Sea three times, I believe, with the Donald S. Cook. Two were public, one was classified. Well, the one that was classified didn't stay classified because the people that were on the Donald S. Cook walked off it. In other words, can you imagine a whole crew walking off a state-of-the-art missile cruiser because it's dead in the water, DITW? Imagine that. Now we're hearing stories again about the specific missile cruiser in, the Gulf of Aden, wherever it was hit. I think it's the Gulf of Aden. And I could be wrong. It's either Red Sea or Gulf of Aden. But the point being is that why would you send ships into an area that's already declared war zone where you can't fire back at the enemy? That's about like putting the infantry out there with paintball guns and saying, well, just make the noise of the bullet. Oh, and let's talk about the United States there. We have no gunpowder manufacturing in the United States. How about the 155-millimeter howitzer shells that we have to produce? Because we burn through so much stuff in giving our War Department and our military's equipment to the Ukraine, bombs, bullets, weapons. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no replacement. America's industrial base is done. You can't produce gunpowder. I forget who closed it. I think it was Abomination of Desolation that closed the last lead smelter. Oh, and we put sanctimonious suicidal sanctions upon China. We can't get our rare earths. I mean, there's ways to get them in the black market, blah, blah, blah. But you pay this much, not this much. Oh, and gee, we're going to war, but we don't have any drugs. Oh, that's a great idea. 80% of the pharmaceuticals come from China. 80% of the, and yet, Doug, people are more concerned with the, I call it the Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R Bowl, courtesy of Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. And we're at a point where the shelves are empty. I was in Bozeman, you know, obviously like every place. I forget what store I went in. Big, the biggest store in Bozeman would be Target or something like that. And their shelves were so bare, I thought, I know what's going on. But it's one thing to know that there's no container ships in the harbor. There's nothing in Long Beach. There's nothing along the West Coast. There's nothing along the East Coast. And ladies and gentlemen, the time that is upon us, you've got to understand, we do not have the manpower. Again, you know, it's not kick up your high heels. We do not have the training. The story came out yesterday. The Navy has to, I guess it had a policy that you had to have at least a high school diploma or the equivalent.
And now they only have to score 50 on the aptitude that's given, which, by the way, has been dumbed down. Hold that thought, Steve. I do want to mention this. One of the big four mobile carriers, they've quietly updated their terms of service. And I was forced to get a different phone this past weekend, and I was given a copy, or I asked and was given a copy of the terms of service. And they include their fines for content they don't agree with. In other words, if it's very possible that if we send information that is disagreeable over our cell phones, they can issue fines. There's a number of things that they can do, folks. I want you to go to virtualshield.com. That's virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. I want you to do that right now, because I want to tell you what is happening starting right now. They will fine users, that's you and I, who commit perceived violations using their cell phone bandwidth. And I didn't bring it to the studio, but I have this booklet, if you will, of the terms of service. And it's mentioned in there. And the fines will be as high as $500 per violation. And what's worse is that there's no clear understanding of what content will or will not be deemed as against their rules, which is why I highly recommend and use personally Virtual Shield, which is a military-grade VPN that helps me browse the internet without prying eyes on my mobile carrier. They don't know what I'm doing. Internet service provider, they don't know what I'm doing. Or even cyber criminals. My internet data is encrypted in just two clicks. Plus, my personal data is even safer with Virtual Shield's online data removal service and built-in ID monitoring that comes with up to $1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Ensuring my identity is help protected by the best. Try Virtual Shield risk-free for a whopping 60 days with no commitment necessary. You've got to do this, folks. I'm telling you, go to virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. That's virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN, which includes support for unlimited bandwidth, anyone browsing, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all of your devices that have this Virtual Shield installed. Try it now before the signups end by going to virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Again, virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Folks, you will not be sorry, and you will thank me later, as I always say. But that's just a marvelous service they have. With me is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. And as I said initially at the beginning of the broadcast, folks, the private briefings, you've got to become a member. And membership stops on March 15th. So do it today. Do it this weekend. Whatever. Do it this week. But do it. That's private briefings. Go to stevequayle.com. Click on the appropriate links. But this is extremely important, especially today. Thank you, Steve, for allowing me to kind of chime in there with a couple of items. But I love your private briefings.
You're welcome, sir. You're still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm not sure I understand.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know who. I don't know what that was. I must have hit my keyboard.
Yeah, that's a Siri thing. That happens to me all the time too, man. I don't know what's going on, but hey.
Well, here's the issue too. I want to remind everybody because I'm an official spokesman. I want people to understand that for satellite phone store sat123.com. Also, for prep123.com. So I don't apologize. I'm telling everybody up front. If you will listen to me, first of all, and I'm sorry that I wish that the Jan 6 people that were in D.C. would have known a real simple statement. Every single cell phone is not only trackable, but puts you at whatever quote-unquote crime scene, whatever rally, whatever riot, whatever. Geofencing is a term for the electronic prison that's erected around you based on your cell phone signal.
Yep.
That's the safest way I know how to say it. Those of you who are traveling any place in a vicinity of going through a state that might be geofencing anybody headed to Texas. Look, this isn't a scare tactic. This is serious stuff. It is the most astonishing wickedness that I've ever experienced in the United States, watching our brothers who are in prison for doing nothing but just having. And that wasn't an insurrection. Bleep those bleeping liars. And I mean that. Doug, sometimes you just want to scream in the Grand Canyon. I can't scream, but I want to scream in the Grand Canyon. Wake up, America. Your country has been taken from you. This is a Faraday bag, you know, which is called Go Dark. And you can get them at prep123.com.
And you can prep777.com, my yes. brother. Yeah, yes. And I've got to tell you, if you don't mind, see, uh-oh. I got this too. Okay, I'm going to tell you, these, my wife uses this all the time, this one all the time. I use this one because, well, bigger is better to me. But I'll tell you something, prep777.com, the go bag that they've got has so much in it. I love it. I've got some items here, but I'm not going to show. But folks, prep777.com, you will not be sorry. The quality of the items, especially these Faraday bags, are just beyond anything I've ever seen. Go ahead.
Well, anybody that knows anybody in the National Guard, I'm holding up a satellite phone, the Iridium 9555, sat123.com. You should, if they're your son, your best friend, your daughter, I've seen National Guard ladies down there. You should basically take advantage of this special. You guys, this, meaning the satellite phone, cannot get you geofenced. And you want to make sure that you're not being set up for whatever takedown. Now, I believe this thing's going to go kinetic. I'm not sure it's going to just go kinetic and Eagle Pass, but satellite123.com and all of the information is on the screen. And this is the most critical aspect of staying in touch because, in essence, too, anybody who's the leader of a truck convoy, anybody who's, I hope all you guys who are Tier 1 and Spec Ops guys have these because you cannot. This is a license to kill. That's pretty strange James Bond imitation, and it's not. But ladies and gentlemen, again, track, whack, and stack. That means if they can track you, they can home in on this with the Predator drone or some newer, less expensive drone that locks in your signal, and boom, you're gone. And Doug, you remember when we were at Branson and we showed that little micro drone that would hit people in the forehead and explode.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of the best presentations that I've ever seen, and obviously we utilized it. But sat123.com, ladies and gentlemen, it's that important. If you only use it once. Now, if you say to yourself, please hear me, well, I don't have anybody call. You don't need a satellite phone, but you do need a power source. And again, the power sources that you know, that are being offered through, there's three different, three different websites, but the power source is BeReady123.com, and Tina's knocking it down 30%. If you put my code in, it's, you know, an extra 10%, 40% off. That's a standard dealer margin. And she cut a deal because she could buy a lot of its stuff. But power is everything. A little light and a lot of darkness. There's a comfort about light. God gave people the light. And we know the night is coming. And by the way, somebody asked me, Doug, the other day, can I confirm the 3 days of darkness? Nope. But I can confirm the darkness is going to be over the land, that it's going to be just like the plagues of Egypt. Because when the two witnesses, and you need to, you know, learn your Bible, when the two witnesses show up, the Antichrist and two witnesses show up concurrently, and they will have all the power that God gave them and gives them to smite the earth with whatever plagues they choose. How close are we to this? Well, here's the thing. There's different wattages on the different power supplies, the different battery capability, the different amount of solar panels. But 40% off this stuff is a pretty good price. And I would tell everyone, and thank you, Eric, for scrolling down, forget the little ones that are $6.99. That's impractical. It just isn't giving you enough juice. My favorite is basically the ones that are getting up into 2,000 to 3,000 watts, because just it's a function of what you can store, you can use. And so, you know, for instance, keep the one on the screen right now, but the EcoFlow Delta 2 extra battery portable solar generator, that's really a good deal. I mean, that's a really good deal. Now, that would be about $2,200. But again, this is why it's important, because, Doug, we're seeing now the jackals and the hyenas. The jackals are the Democrats. The hyenas are the Republicans. Not all of them, but the majority of them are basically waiting for the corpus delicti of human corpses, and that's what jackals and hyenas do. They eat dead stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching us all being set up for the kill.
It's predation. If I can ask
predation,
you.
Predation, that's a good word. Go ahead.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because I know a lot of people are asking this question. The convoy headed down to Texas, the initiatives that are building to support Texas, not Abbott, but Texas. Abbott indirectly, but he's a CCP meat puppet. But those people who have good intent, that are patriots, that are Christians, are they being set up? Is this a setup of some kind? Put them all in one place so we can...
Yes, you know. And I think Michael Yon, God bless him, made that statement. You better have your head on a swivel. Now, I want to ask everybody this. Why does the governor of Texas head to India? Now, this is open source. Why would the governor of Texas head to India? I saw an interview with him, and, you know, obviously seated behind his desk, and to the right, screen right, there's a statue of a Hindu god. Okay. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, there was a dedication of a new big mega temple that's one of the most controversial temples in India, and I'm told by background sources he was there. Is it because Abbott knows that the breakup of the United States is coming, and that he wants to have, and I salute him if this is the case, he wants to have a commercial venture and agreement to India? And if the state of Texas declares its independence, then they can cut their own trees and deals with India and say, India, could you come and help us? The same thing that can happen with Russia. But to answer your question, yes, Doug, and this I want people to understand. Here's what I know, and thank you. How long do we have? I'll make it as fast as possible.
We've got Eric the Tech, roughly. 20 minutes. Okay, there we go.
Okay. So the situation, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket, especially when the chief omelet chef is coming in to smash all the eggs. And ladies and gentlemen, I asked Doug about this. The F-16 threat is real. That wasn't just senility. That's real. Except it was a problem, I'm told. It was a problem because a bunch of F-16s that were going to first intimidate couldn't get off the runway. Pray about it. Do you believe it? It really doesn't matter to me, but the answer to Doug's question, I believe it is a setup. Now, I want to make some important, awarenesses drawn. If you knew how we treated the Ukrainians to make war on the Russians, I'd expect Russia to basically give some really good stuff available, either give it or sell it, and I'm talking major weapons. And if anybody's familiar with the different drug cartels on the, you know, in Mexico and on the border and controlling the border pretty much, they can basically field an army and they can field any weapons they want, any weapons. You cannot name a weapon that isn't for sale on the black market, including nukes, especially tactical nukes. Well, our government would surely do something about it, not if they want to destroy every man, woman, and child between now and 2025. I think everybody needs to keep in the back of their mind that referential parenthetical bracket, Doug, that between now and a year from now, January, 250 million people have to be exited off the planet, either through disease X, and then you get that pathetic entity that I cannot bring myself to identify as being a human, the head of the United Nations saying, if you don't do what we say, you're going to die of the vaccine. Or, I'm sorry, not the vaccine. You're going to die of the bioweapon. And then I hear Bill Gates saying, well, we're not even going to mess around with vaccines. We're going to spray it. We're going to spray it. It's going to be an inhalation, the vaccine. Oh, and if they miss the, you know, by the winds aloft or whatever, we're going to put it in their food. We're actually going to give them the forbidden fruit, pomegranate, apple, whatever the forbidden fruit is. We're going to put it in there, it being the bioweapon, under the guise of being a vaccine. How many young people have to die? The big story today is the fact that why is there so much midlife death? The insurance companies are drawing people's attention to it. And that's a very critical question. Why are there so many people dying at such a young age? Not just midlife, but then we find out of the, if you will, the planned myocardiac issues coming up, or the heart issues with myocarditis, with all the different people that have been vaccinated. Look, slow walking, a slow death. And until that point, I don't know what the point is for everybody. It depends on immune system. It depends on, you know, what they got, what research brands of vaccine they got. They're going along fine, and then that's it for them. They're dead. And, oh, by the way, there's no reset button on my computer screen or any of us that we can press a button, and whoop, they go back, and they're allowed a second chance. The Bible's very clear. It's given man once to die and once to judgment. So where we're at now with Iran is going to absolutely overwhelm the United States, especially in the Middle East and even within the U.S. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have had open borders, and it's an invasionary army. And those idiot politicians, in my opinion, those paid-off politicians, go and pop go the weasels, paid off politician weasels. There you go, Doug. We're writing new nursery rhymes. Are you know, saying, well, we're going to consider articles of impeachment for Mayorkas. That's like someone, you know, saying the barn has burned down and we're going to basically, we're going to set a new rule about barns that are burning down. Same thing with the impeachment of what's going on. How many fingers do you have to have in the pie before you look at, man, that's the most corrupt crime cartel coming out of Washington that's ever been identified. People are in prison for stuff that, you know, some guy says, well, I was on a submarine, took a picture, into prison. Yet you've got absolute, God presenting the sins of the leaders to the people, the people's sins before a holy God. See, it doesn't matter that people say, I don't believe in him. He has no power over me. Welcome to Hotel California, where you can always check in, you can never check out. The point is critical. We are a country that declared war on God. And Doug, you know, you're into the more political stuff. I mean, you know more people, you interview people. How many of those people still believe that if we just get the right guy in office, things are going to change?
The rot is too deep. However, you know, people grasp, it's my experience, people will grasp onto political solutions, not in addition to, but in place of the spiritual aspect of the battle in which we face and in which we're fighting. And I've got to say, it's not going to work out well if that's your place. So, yeah, this is a spiritual battle, as foretold in Scripture. And as Steve has been warning about for the last three decades, we are here now. And you're absolutely right, my friend. I mean, this is, and as far as the impeachment, you mentioned that, talking about politics. You know, after three friggin' years, okay, finally, yeah, okay, let's impeach Mayorkas. It's not going to do a damn thing. He needs to be arrested, charged, then arrested, put on trial, and hung for treason, in my particular opinion. Because what he has done, and Biden, what they have done is they've let in terrorists. They've let in the Iranian component. They've let in, 160 plus countries, military-aged men. Steve, you can't fix this. One person can't fix this. Although, just to be clear, in his first 100 days in office, Biden signed 94 executive orders relative to easing the sanctions or the rules with respect to the southern border. Half or more than half were undoing what Trump had done. Now, Trump could come in and redo that. It would help. But like you said, hey, shut the barn door now. The horses are already out. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think everybody's got to ask themselves, where's the military that's going to back up Donald Trump? It no longer exists. Where's the Department of Justice that's showing any justice? It no longer exists. Where is equal justice under the law versus lawfare? It doesn't exist. So the very foundations of this country no longer exist in practical application. You cannot, any nation cannot embrace the lifestyles that got Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed, that got Tyre and Sidon destroyed. A lot of people don't know that. But the point being is that you cannot become poster children for Romans chapter 1, that when men knew God as God, they glorified him not. And they changed God's image into deplorable beasts. That's what we're watching, ladies and gentlemen. And this is critical. The WEFers, the WTFers, those who want to slaughter you, slaughter me. I can't understand, Doug, and maybe you can, how there is no screaming. And maybe there is, you know, maybe a couple of our representatives are screaming. But ladies and gentlemen, you can scream, but that doesn't take away or neutralize their scheming. The scheme for Texas is to basically draw. Now, here's what I was told. I got to get to this, Doug. We're running out of time. That Texas, they want as many people there to wipe out, and then supposedly the entity in La La Land is going to give the other red states ultimatums and say, look what we did there. You want to end up that way? They were looking and are looking to make Texas a showcase slaughter. Now, I'm of the opinion the whole thing has to go kinetic, okay? And I am also saying that you can't trust allegiances, alliances, and you sure the blazes can't trust your cell phone show up at Eagle Pass. But what you can trust is this, that there are going to be people that resist. God bless each and every one of you that has the skills and abilities to do what you know that has to be done. And just to put this into perspective, I'm going to make it clear again. Russia has total electronic warfare dominance. How far is Mexico from Eagle Pass, Doug?
Well, around the border. I mean, right on the border.
River? Yeah. I mean, it's on the border. So what would be the outcome of an attack on the American people by the U.S. Air Force? And I want to make this clear. If you think, ladies and gentlemen, that there are still, quote unquote, good people that won't go along, the Air Force, which is the first part of the armed services or armed forces to declare war on God, they saw to it. They no longer exist. I have fighter pilot friends, and they left. I mean, they were still active. And these guys, they were outed. They made it miserable. And men of conscience, men of courage. It's interesting, isn't it? Courage and conscience go together. Yep. And the thing that's in our faces is, have you ever thought, I want everybody listening to this, look, this is maybe, and I'm not kidding, this may be the last time I ever address the Hagman audience. And some of you say, oh, I can't wait for that day.
And I hope not, but come on.
Yeah, but and all I'm saying is that understand that it's not going to play out like the devils in Washington, but the United States. And here's why I'll stand against everybody, because I'm responsible to the living God. I will be judged in eternity for, was I faithful with the message? It's not all doom porn, and I pray that God literally causes everybody that's accused the truth of being doom porn, that like a dog, they vomit in their mouth and have to swallow it back again. Because somebody said, well, this is, you just give us too hard of pills to swallow. I said, my dog, Cyrus, who, by the way, is named for a Persian king. I don't think my wife knew that when she was naming him, but that's okay. You know, but every time I call my dog, my Labradoodle, Cyrus, I think, man, isn't that interesting for the time? I'm not making anything spiritual or prophetic. I'm just saying it's interesting. So we're now at this contact point, okay? We're not going back, Doug. We're not going back. There is no mechanism. There are no men. There is no ability. When you've got the whorehouse of most of the governors, I won't say all, but most of them have been on the Chinese payroll. When you've got the head military in the United States clipping coupons from China, and one of the vets we support through the Ministry of Veterans and Ministry, you know, through whatever my company's called, you know, the bottom line is he ran into a Chinese regular soldier in Utah. I won't say that. And my friend Scott Balls, and he said, "We know you're here. You're not going to get away with it." You know what the Chinese soldier said to him?
We already have, right?
Yeah, yep. And he said, "You stupid American." No, he said this: "We own your country, lock, stock, and barrel." Mm. And ladies and gentlemen, if you find out what they own, how about all this land that the Chinese own? National security, close to Air Force bases. This situation in Texas is critical. This situation is the point in Dmitry Dudeman's vision where it was specifically typed. Dmitry's words were, and when America, in the middle of America, goes to war against the government, that's when Russia will strike us with full-scale nukes. We cannot get birds in the air, meaning missiles, nuclear missiles. We can't even match the Russians that are on a 90-second plus trigger. By the way, Putin doesn't have this extensive protocol. Man, when Russian pilots are flying Russian nukes, I mean, they got 90 seconds. They can do. Now, obviously, they're subject to orders. But what I'm saying is there's independent weapon control entrusted. And same thing with subcommanders, boomers. And, oh, by the way, Russia just has some new submarines called black holes that we can't even track with our most sophisticated sonar. And the last weapon system that should absolutely cause everybody to sit up and take notice is the Poseidon nuclear torpedo drones. Because guess who's got those now? North Korea. Well, that's not for sure. Tell you what, some places are going to find out what's for sure. Because again, we're watching, Doug, in my opinion, the systematic destruction, and I believe due to the moral degradation, due to the declared war on God, due to the space of decades to repent, we continue to slaughter the innocent. We continue to sacrifice little human beings. We watch literally $140 billion child trafficking enterprise headquartered in the United States, spread out through the world. We watch Maui's children disappear. And like I said, remember the children of Maui. The reason I said that from the beginning is look at how surreptitiously that disappeared from the headlines.
How quickly that's gone. Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, all I can do by the grace of God is to warn what God brings to me. And look, after 40 years, it's pretty clear I haven't changed my tune. I'm not a prophet, never have claimed that in my life. But the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So you know why there's no true prophecy anymore? In my opinion, the majority is fake because everybody is not hearing from God. They're being they claim they're a watchman. That makes them a prophet. Not true. And they go out and they take other stuff, headlines, okay? Good example. After the fact, and I'm not mocking God, but thus saith the Lord, there's going to be an incident in the Red Sea, and a British ship is going to take fire, and that's going to launch World War III. That's headline stuff, you know? And I will not listen to people. I don't care if they, you know, basically put a little metal bracket with a golden halo on, and every day they've got something new. There is no biblical precedent for that. Believe them if you want, but the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And nothing contrary to Scripture can be true. There are false prophetesses. I think they, you know, they outnumber the false prophets. They're more subtle. They're more, you know, religious sounding. I actually, and I'll turn it right back over to you, Doug. What do you think's going to happen when the first nuke goes off? And, you know, I hope it's not, oh, no, I hope it doesn't happen when the Super Bowl comes. Not kidding. What do you think?
You know what? In the remaining 2.5 minutes we have, Steve, how quickly time goes, you're not too far off. I believe the majority of people right now have been, their mind. I got the book, The Rape of the Human Mind. I think that they are mental hostages to this oligarch system of captured corporate media. And in addition to that, I think the comfort level of the people who are 90% of the people who listen or really are in society is too high. So they're not inclined to do anything. And no one wants to hear bad news. So, all of that combined, I just believe, Steve, all of that combined, I believe that there's this lethargy, mental lethargy, and even spiritual lethargy in man right now, whether it's someone sitting here in the United States or even Australia, not everyone, but the majority. That's my 2 cents.
Well, and in closing minute or whatever, when Daniel Holdings interviewed me for this book, Midnight Strikes, Judgment Unleashed, I told him things that the Lord had given me over the 3.5 decades. The last one that I haven't seen come to pass just came to pass with the annunciation of the Russian ambassador to the United Nations, because I said, shortly before all hell breaks loose, Russia will be selling weapons. Now, I said that a long time ago, okay? And I would encourage people, by the way, the books that I have left on my website, that's it. There's no more printing them. The only exception will be Jesus, the Premise of the Promise, because that's a book that God's using. Go to, again, stevequayle.com And I hope you can see this. I don't know which way I'm moving it.
There you go, right there.
There you go. Thank you. But Midnight Strikes, Daniel Holdings, Judgment Unleashed. I think we have a couple hundred of those. So if everybody wants to see, you know, everybody can claim this, that, and the other thing. But you'll see what I said. And the other thing I said that just is happening is ancient civilizations are rising out of the jungles, out of the desert, out of the ocean. God bless you, Doug. Have a wonderful time. And everyone, I commit you into the hands of the living God, for his mercy endures forever. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Steve. That'll do it, folks. That'll do it for this Monday, January 29th, 2024. Private briefings, sign up. God bless.